Since my daily diaries is going so well, Mum thinks I should try and apply for a girlfriend. My ideal girlfriend is female. My job is signing on. It is very stressful having to remember the days of the week. Last week I applied for an international distribution company because I'm good with money and sometimes win Monopoly. I can provide my own protection. I get £50 dole money. £30 goes to board, to me and Mum. £5 for the bus fare. £5 for my Friday night fish supper. £5 for an animal shelter. That leaves £5 for our date, minus any money for condoms. My perfect woman is on Route 87, but for the right lady, I would do a bus transfer. My hobbies are having a bath and brushing my teeth. I only have 5 fillings. If I am successful for my application for a girlfriend, they can only come home on a Wednesday, when my mum is at bingo. I hope my mum dies soon so I can bring back women all week and not just on a Wednesday. On the other hand, she does make an excellent Iceland lasagna. Regarding sexual experience, I have never pleasured a lady, however watched lots of videos on the matter and pleasured myself. I think it is wrong to ask for 2 years' experience because how do us young'uns get the experience without a job or a girlfriend? A non-smoker is preferred, as I would like to take them indoors, and it is not allowed since the smoking ban. Plus, Mum says it kills you, and I would rather have a girlfriend that is alive. They say it is better to have loved and lost, but I miss Umbongo, and wish you'd only ever tasted Sunny Delight, as you can still get that. My nan is in her home, but 2 bus rides away, so a bit like Umbongo. I'm a lover, not a fighter. That is, if self-love is included. However, I must admit that I have not read the terms and conditions. You should always read the terms and conditions. Buying condoms does not mean you will have sex. They should tell you that when they're out of date, you can still use them as a balloon for a party or to advertise your small to medium-sized business. I know girls like to brush their teeth. My mum is always brushing her teeth with her electric toothbrush, as I can hear it in her bedroom every night. She moans with joy when brushing her teeth. However, she must swallow as she does not have a sink in her bedroom. I have heard it is best to treat them mean to keep them clean, but I called the girl next door a cunt, and she now does not speak to me. Can you explain that, Mr. Freud? He probably said it to sell some DVDs at Christmas. In conclusion, any females that would like to be my girlfriend, send me an application form with a self-addressed envelope and I will be in touch. Thank you, Alan Lane.